Hello guys, this is Little Miss Aphrodite and I'm here with
John.
And today we're gonna do something a little special. We're gonna read some terrible Cosmo sex tips.
And what I'm else are excited. We gonna do? What else are we gonna do?
Oh my god. We're gonna read them in our little white girl trash voice and our back voices.
Like, of course.
I got it, Becky. Fuck.
Oh my god, Becky. You know we can't fucking post erotic audios on the GWA backstage. The mods are gonna get on their fucking... I don't know where I'm going with that. I think I accidentally took it sexual there when I meant to say they were gonna kill us.
Oh my god. Oops. Holy crap. Okay, well, without further ado, let's start. Do you want to start or should I start?
Oh, I'll start. So we both have the same article pulled up. We got 44 of them, so we'll each read 22.
Yep, we're going to read them, like, I'm going to read one, he's going to read one, blah, blah.
Yeah. Number one.
Oh, God.
To achieve sex goddess status, like, you totally have to truly master his man bits. Like...
Oh my god. Becky, you know I know how to fucking be a sex goddess. You know, like, right. I'm Little Miss Aphrodite. What the fuck?
Oh god.
I fucking love this. Oh my god. This one was not too bad, actually. Like... It was, like, weird, but, like, not
too
bad.
The one you're about to read? Or the one I just read?
The one you just read.
Okay, because I just read the second one.
Oh, god, yeah.
That's not smart.
Okay, well, number two. Hold his penis in one hand and lightly slap it with the other. You can tap it back and forth like you're volleying a tennis ball and lightly pinch the skin of his shaft and testicles. Many women make the mistake of being too gentle. Like, Becky, you get this? You can't be too fucking gentle with man bits, you know?
Becky, sometimes you just have to fucking grab his cock and jerk it like you're fucking trying to tear his dick off.
Yes!
Oh, God. Is number two and three are kind of the same, but Becky, Becky, you just have to think of his shaft, like the outer curve of your breasts. Take his shaft between your open palms and tap it back and forth, almost like you're volleying a tennis ball. The quick movements are a fun way to wake up his nerves.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm actually...
Of course.
I actually, like, am trying to figure out how this works.
Wait, I don't get it.
Neither do I. What? Take his shaft between your open palms and tap it back and forth.
What? I actually don't get it. Am I stupid? No, I don't get it.
I mean, I understand what they're doing.
But I don't understand, like, the outer curve of the breast comparison. Like,
I think it's saying... Okay, neither do I.
I don't like having my boobs punched, sir.
Becky, you just have to find a guy that likes to punch your boobs.
Oh, God. All right, let's just go on to number four. Oh, God.
Ah! What the fuck, Cosmopolitan? Or Cosmo?
Oh no, this one is bad! This is so bad! Okay, I can't say this, seriously. Okay. Firmly hold...
You don't have to do the voice. I can't
do the voice. Firmly hold the bottom of his shaft in one hand and slowly push it towards the base. Imagine you're pushing his penis into his body. What? I literally cannot. No. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, I should mention, all these tips so far are under the hand job section.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Your next one is long as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what she said.
Okay, I'm gonna try and do it in the voice.
Alright, go.
I'm gonna read this blind, so if I, like, start dying, it's because I just read something. I haven't read the tip at all.
I haven't either.
Okay. Like, Becky, you know, you have to alternate between swiveling both wrists in opposite directions and stroking your hands upward, twisting your wrists when you reach his head as though you are turning on a doorknob. Rub your thumb in a tiny figure eight pattern over his whatever the fuck is a frenulum.
Oh, that's the thing on the head of the penis that feels really good. Underneath,
oh.
Like that.
Oh.
I know my stuff.
Of course you know your stuff, Becky. How do you fucking think you got through high school and college?
I know. I learned how to suck cock, you know? Fuck.
Continue it. Or try the wind... What the fuck is the windshield wiper move? Glide your thumb from side to side along the rim where his head begins, then move your thumb up and over the top of the head several times?
No. No. This is, I feel like this is just cosmopolitan, like, hating men and wanting them to suffer, but, like, doing it in, like, a subtle way, like, oh, hey, let's give these terrible fucking sex tips so that the dudes are gonna, like,
yeah,
like, don't not have a dick anymore.
Listen up, women. You want to know what men love? They love it when you try and tear their dick off of them.
Oh, yes. The okay. Best thing.
So this next...
Occupy Ball Street.
Yeah, the next part of this is like on the art of fellatio, or level 2. Occupying Ball Street.
That's the best.
Yes.
Alright, we're just at tip number 6. We have 44.
Yes.
We're gonna, like, die at the end of this.
Yeah, we are.
Anyways... 34% of guys say they wish a girl would surprise them with oral when they walk in the door. Like, okay, yes, that's... But just imagine a girl, like, waiting just beside the door. And then a dude walks into the door and just like, okay, go! Like, get the fuck down the pants. And they say, like, go on, ambush him.
Whoa, yeah, that is a weird... That is a weird part.
They're like,
yup. It's a risk worth taking. Go on and ambush him. Wow.
Oh my god.
I actually kind of wonder where they got these numbers.
I have no idea. Like, hey boys, we're gonna do like a little survey. Do you like getting ambushed with oral?
Okay boys, you're gonna walk through this door and you're gonna just react however possible.
Oh my god.
Okay. Number 7. Becky, did you know that 56% of unmarried men prefer receiving head while lying down as opposed to being standing up? While the numbers are exactly reversed for married men?
What?
I don't
That's so weird.
I'm trying to think of, like, why that would be.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe because... no, I have no idea. I was, like, trying to come up with, like, maybe a possibility.
I mean, I have an idea as to... I mean, I have a possible theory for it, maybe. If you're... It might be, like, a... It might be... Almost like a... I'm overthinking it, but it could be, like, a dom-sub thing.
Maybe, where, but why you know, married, though?
Well, like... When you get married, you know, if you get married, it's like, you know, you're comfortable with that person. You know, you're going to share everything with them now. So you could be like, okay, this is the next step in our sexual life. So now, I don't know. I'm guessing.
But it's like, at the same time, it's like only 56%. Like, it's barely the majority. Yeah, you know? I don't know. Anyways. It's just weird. This next one, I just see one word, and I'm already freaked out.
I just see two words.
And I'm like, this is going to be the grapefruit technique thing.
I read the two words at the very end of that sentence.
No, okay, I'm just going to read it so that I don't get any weird ideas. Chew a small piece of mango, then take him in your mouth. You can use whatever fruit you have, just don't try anything too acidic as it can burn him. Yep.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Like, okay, I get it, like, but no. Just no. Like,
I mean,
why?
I could, see, I'm trying to, like, figure out why these tips exist. For this one, I can see a possibility where it's like, okay, well, there's one of two scenarios. Either it makes the blowjob more enjoyable for the woman, because you got the fruit that tastes well.
Yeah.
Or...
Hold on, babe, you taste so fucking gross. Let me put a piece of fruit in my mouth.
Yeah. Or the one that it's probably is, because it's Cosmo. Yeah. They probably think in their mind, well, you know how fruit's kind of, like, mushy?
And oh.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Gross. And, like, imagine if you choke on the fucking fruit. Like, you're doing a blowjob, and then, like, the fruit goes into the back of your throat, and you're fucking choking, and the dude thinks you're choking on his dick, and then he's like, oh, yeah, baby. And she's like, no, fuck, like, I'm actually choking.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, God. Okay.
I can't breathe.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Next one. Go hot and cold.
Cause you're hot, then you're cold. Oh my god, sorry.
Yes, and you know. I don't know the actual lyrics. I've been listening to that song in forever.
Oh, don't tell me you don't listen to fucking Katy Perry, you bitch.
I know you do. I actually have a Spotify thing of her.
I know.
But, oh, yeah. Now, you want to know the fucking song that's stuck in my head, like, recently? It's a freaking Ed Sheeran song, or whatever the fuck his name is.
What is the song? Is it Shape of You?
No, it's, I only know the first lyrics, because I always end up singing along to it. I have to pull up the song so I'm not embarrassed to sing with it.
Oh my god.
I'm only
gonna... You can't play it, though.
I know, well, obviously. It's Galway Girl.
Okay, anyways, just continue with the fucking sex tip.
Okay, fine. I'll sing it as soon as I finish this.
So alright, because I'm like on the edge of the sex tip, like.
Go hot and cold. During oral, suck in air as you go down and blow it out as you go up.
What?
I feel like that'd just be loud. And
you're like a fucking vacuum cleaner at this point.
And the line right under it, and don't worry if you burp.
Fucking okay, vomit on his dick,
I'm
girl.
I'm gonna sing the first line of this song, because it's stuck in my head.
What is it?
God damn it, I need to restart it. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the dick and then took it by the hand. She said blah, 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 whatever.
I don't know the song.
It's a Galway girl. Galway girl.
Galway girl. All right.
I don't know.
Okay, let's just continue.
Yes, please.
Oh, no. What?
What?
Okay, Becky, did you know that as you're going down on him, you should shake your head from side to side, letting your tongue follow the same pattern on the extra sensitive underside of his penis? What?
I'm trying to, like, picture this without making too much noise into the mic. I'm gonna use my fingers and imagine it's a cock. So it's like...
Same.
I mean, I could see the... Sorry, I hit my mic there for people listening. I could see the appeal, I guess.
What? Wait. Because I'm trying to do, like, the bobbing motion with the side-to-side motion. It's so
You're going to look like you're having a seizure.
That's exactly what it looks like right now.
Yes, and you have to make that noise.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It's like, oh yeah, baby, don't stop. Yes. Oh god, I am very... Did you read what the next section is after this tip of reading?
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, Okay, I'm gonna read this tip. This is still in the whole, like, oral part. Becky. Hang on. Becky, as you move your mouth up and down his shaft, you have to rotate your hand in, like, corkscrew motion while spiraling your tongue in the opposite direction.
Wait. As you move your mouth up and down his shaft, rotate what? How?
I actually understand this one.
I don't get it.
So
your hand, okay, your hand, yeah, not your head. Yeah. I thought your head. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
I can't do these many fucking head motions.
I can at least understand this one.
I can kind of get it.
I don't get the tongue part though. I mean, I do, but
I don't get it either. Oh yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
And actually, this is the only sex tip that I'd be willing to try out to see if a dude likes it, you know?
Well, and the thing is, though, like, you're gonna be sitting there trying to, like, remember to, like, okay, opposite direction. I'm not enjoying this at all. I don't know what the dude's doing. I'm paying attention to myself right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The next section of this article is on things to do with your breasts.
Okay,
what the fuck do you do with your boobs?
Real quick, do we want to divide this up into 22 and do a part one? Because we're going to do five-hour. Okay, yeah.
Definitely. We should just do 22. Anyways.
22.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I'll get down on my knees and take you in my mouth. Oh, 22 cocks. 22 cocks in my mouth.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's read the next one. I just saw the first five words and I'm already weirded out. Let's go. Tickle his feet with your nipples.
What?
Hold on, there's more to it. Climb on top of him in reverse cowgirl position, then bend over until your nipples reach the tops of his feet. Yowza.
Wow.
Why?
I love the comment they put on there.
Oh, yeah. Sounds spicy, you have hit new heights of erotic boredom.
Oh yeah, baby, I'm so bored. Oh yeah.
You baby, you want to see my nipples on your feet?
Do you want to feel my nipples tickle your feet?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, baby, how about next we go do some sexy calculus?
What the fuck?
Let's get super bored.
Oh my god.
Wow. Okay. 13. Receive a butterfly kiss. What? Receive a butterfly kiss of your breasts.
Your breasts? Rather on your breasts, Cosmo. I think that's what.
Yeah, but it says of your breasts. To do this, he bats his eyelids against the super sensitive underside of your breast.
Okay, honestly, if a guy were to do this to me, I'd be so bored. Like, I'd be like, okay, can you, like, suck on them or something? Please, just, like, does not do anything
for me. I'm trying to imagine this, so, like...
He just blinks repeatedly under your breasts.
Like, your breast is literally, like, against his forehead, and he's just blinking.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
What sane person would do this? I know sane is the key word here, but like, you know. What? Okay, what? Next one. It's time to introduce your breasts to your favorite vibrator. How rude of you, of your vag, to have hogged it all these years. Your vag.
Did they spell vag right? I don't think
they spelled V-A-D-G-E.
I don't think there's a D in vag. Unless you like... unless there's like a... I actually have to Google this. Is there like a literal...
I write vag, V-A-G. Like,
yeah.
A normal person.
Vag. Oh, it actually is.
Weird.
According to Google, there's two definitions. Any sheath or sheath-like structure. Two, the canal in the female that extends from the external genitalia to the cervix uteri, blah, blah, blah. I guess it is actually a word.
Weird.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh, God. Becky, you have to drip your breasts in edible body paint and use them to sponge paint his entire body, then slowly lick it off.
What?
Yeah, baby, we're gonna do some finger painting.
Oh, I just love that comment. How big a bucket of edible body paint would you need to dip your breasts in? And what sort of weirdly dexterous breasts allow for painting? Doesn't this just involve lunging at him like a brightly colored walrus?
Oh, shit, I just remembered. Oh, God, there's a gif that I have to show you later. It's literally this sex tip. But instead of paint, it's with frosting.
Oh, no.
Or no, I'm gonna mute my mic. I'm gonna try and find this. You read the next one.
All right. What? Okay. Draw an attention-grabbing circle around your nipples using rhinestones and body glue for a special night in. You know those girls that have, like, the nipple tassels things? Like, you're just, like, waving your breasts around with rhinestones, and you're like, BB, you like my breasts?
Oh, do I seriously not have... I can't find the gif. Oh, wait. Tell me this is it. Oh, no, that's a lot different. Okay. That's on the opposite side of the body. Oh, my. Okay, I should not click random Reddit GIFs on what the fuck.
Oh, no. No.
Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna say what it is. You can click on it and find out for yourself. It is disgusting.
Come on, Skype. Work. Skype is being a bitch right now.
You might not want it to work then. My God, that is disgusting.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
No. Girl, you're gonna get so many yeast infections.
Oh God, I didn't even think of that part. So,
girl,
the gif was this girl. She had her entire lower half of her body basically covered in cake batter, and she was using, I don't know if it was a whisk.
It's a whisk.
Because it seems like that'd be very painful.
And I've seen. It's a whisk.
Okay, she was using it to kind of massage and dildo her ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the caption was, "Honey, I made a cake for you."
Oh, God, come lick it off. Just read number 17.
Becky, you know you have to cook topless and apply a little bit of tomato sauce to your nipple, and then ask your man to lick it off.
Why tomato sauce? Like, that's the most unsexy food item ever. Like, at least make it chocolate or something.
Yeah.
Like, and I just like the tip underneath. It's like, just don't attempt number 16 and 17 on that same night. Your man might choke on a rhinestone.
Rhinestone?
Rhinestone, shut up.
Okay, we've got about four more to do for this part.
Yep. So, the next one is in the category when things get boring.
Yes, this
God damn
looks
it.
Amazing.
I'm afraid. Take a few of your favorite erotically appealing flavor combinations, like peanut butter and honey, or whipped cream and chocolate sauce, and mix up yummy treats all over his body. Or how to get chocolate in your freaking belly button.
Yes.
Like, ew. Just imagine, like,
yeah.
You know, if you have, like, a hairy man, like, It's like just putting peanut butter and like licking it off and getting hair.
Ugh. Ooh. Like, oh god, I just got a really bad thought.
Oh, what?
Oh god, it brings food porn to a whole nother level.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, baby, tonight we're gonna use peanut butter as lube.
No! So many yeast infections. So many yeast infections.
It's like, fine, we'll just lather it up in chocolate sauce.
Oh my god. No. Just no.
This next one, I don't get at all.
What?
Keep a spray bottle filled with ice water next to you, next to the bed, and give each other strategic spritz to extend the encounter. Aim for the nerve-packed, thin-skinned area on each other's bodies, such as the nipples.
Like, why? Big little spritz on my nipple.
Like, no, you see what they're implying?
No.
Mid-sex, you're spraying the water bottle, so you both last longer.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. So, like, can you imagine if a dude was fucking you and you just have a fucking spray bottle in your hand and you're spraying his nipples?
What the fuck? Oh, no. It's like, I just love the little comment on it. Like, on an unrelated note, this is also a great way to train your cat not to pee on the rug. God damn it.
Oh, God.
All right. Mix a few flavors of lube to create new combos like strawberry banana.
That actually isn't a bad idea.
It's... Unless... I mean, when is lube ever tasty, though?
Well...
Like, it just tastes like flavored plastic. You know?
Well, yeah. But so, I can imagine a scenario... Well, no, I can't really. It at least makes somewhat sense. This is probably, like, the second most sane one on here.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Ew.
What the fuck is this next one? Becky, you have to use silicone-based lube to give each other pre-nookie rubdowns.
What is a pre-nookie rubdown?
I don't know.
What the fuck is this? What?
Are nookies something that I don't think they are? What is a nookie?
I don't know what's a nookie. Oh no. And is the last one.
Sexual activity or intercourse.
Oh. Alright.
According to Urban Dictionary, a good example of this.
And I'm like, you're just gonna be sticky all over it and like slippery when you have sex.
Oh god, like, this Urban Dictionary example is amazing.
What?
Want to have a nookie, my cookie?
Shout out to actual cookie. No, just kidding.
Okay. The other definition for nookie is cookie. Oh, God. This is according to Urban Dictionary.
God.
Cookies eaten while fucking a bitch.
What? Why so many references to actual cookie? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Okay. So this is the last one right last one. This part. Before this one is we just weird like as fuck. Die of laughter.
Mix one tablespoon of saliva. The kind deep in your throat works best. Its viscosity makes it a good substitute for lube. One tablespoon of water to stretch the spit. What?
What? I love the comment under it. They don't really explain if you're supposed to whisk it together in a bowl in the kitchen, or if you should just hook a loogie onto his pre-moistened chunk. But I trust your judgment.
This is when you bring out the freaking, like, spray bottle with the water.
Yeah. Bad.
Can't breathe. This was hilarious. If you guys want part two, let us know.
I'm gonna look over a couple of these next one.
Yeah. No, we need to do it this blind.
Okay,
Don,
okay, you're right.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. All I did was read the next one and kind of cringe.
Don't look. We need to do this blind if people want to see
we're
it.
We're doing it blind. We're doing it blind. Fuck yes. We're doing it blind.
Fuck. So yeah, tell us if you are ever going to do one of these tests. I hope not. I hope not for your future
I hope
partner.
So.
Oh no, John. John, don't even try. I'm going to tell your girlfriend. to do one of these tips, and I'm not going to tell her which one. Like, I'm not going to tell you which one, rather.
We're in a spray bottle, and I'm like, oh, god damn it.
God damn it, the fucking spray bottle.
Bad boy. Back.
Don't come, no. Don't come.
Yeah, no coming at me. No coming at me, bad boy. Bad, go sit in the corner.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I think we've talked enough for this. Have a good one, guys. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. So, it was Little Miss Aphrodite and...
John.
All right.
Doing our white trash voices. Yes.
Yes.
Becky, even if we have to do a part two and convince them all, might as well just get on our fucking knees and suck... I keep on trying to, like, involve the mods in this, even though I know they aren't the same as GWA mods.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay, yeah. Anyways.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
See y'all. This was hilarious.